DJI Mavic Air 2 Review, Best Choice 2021 for you. The DJI Mavic Air 2 is a new drone that has launched in 2018. It is the latest update to the original Mavic Air, which was released in late 2017. The design of the drone itself has not changed much since the last iteration, but there are some minor tweaks to its features and functions so it can be used for more advanced tasks such as aerial photography and videography. In this review, LucidCam will provide you with information on what these changes are and how they may affect your decision-making process when considering purchasing DJI Mavic Air 2. Pros and cons of DJI Mavic Air 2. Pros: superlative battery life and image quality and HD video, obstacle detection and avoidance, automated shots, HDR video and raw imaging, AirSense transponder, computational photo and video tools, produce better images with less effort, a half hour of flight time. Cons: video profiles limited to standard and flat, app-based editing limited to 1080p output, remote omits EV control wheel, not easy to get raw images to your tablet or smartphone. DJI Mavic Air 2 Review, DJI Mavic Air 2 release date and price. This mid-range starts at $799 per £769 per AU$1,499. You can pre-order now, with shipping expected in mid-May. A Fly More bundle is also available for $999 per £949 per AU$1,899. The DJI Mavic Air 2 is the successor to the original Mavic Air that arrived in 2018. Notably, it's the first Mavic drone to offer 480p stills, 8K hyperlapse and 4K 60p video at 120 megabits per second. DJI also aimed to make this its smartest drone to date. Like DJI's previous models, the best drone is available in two bundles. The standard package, which includes the Mavic Air 2, one battery, the remote controller, and all the required wires and cables, costs $799 per £769 per AU$1,499. That's exactly the same as the original DJI Mavic Air, which makes it a good value considering the new tech on board. If you'd rather do longer shoots with your drones and have a more convenient way to carry it around, then there's also a Fly More bundle. This includes all of the same items as the standard package, plus a shoulder bag, ND, neutral density, filters, a charging hub, and two extra batteries. It costs $999 per £949 per AU$1,899 and is the best choice for more seasoned flyers. A small shoulder bag is a great accessory for your smartphone and protects it from damage. If you purchase the drone with spare batteries, DJI will include one. The Fly More kit costs $988 and includes a bag, two extra batteries, neutral density filters, as well as a multi-battery charger. Design: it looks like a mini Mavic 2 Pro with a redesigned body. OcuSync 2.0 controller is now available for an increased range. Mavic Air 2 weight may mean that you might have to register your best drone. A drone that fits easily in a camera bag, the Mavic Air 2 is a combination of a smaller Mavic 2 Pro and a larger Mavic Mini. Although it is slightly bigger than the original Mavic Air, it can still be carried in a backpack or camera bag. The look of the original Air is my favorite. It was a bit smaller and had a narrower wingspan. It also came in three colors. It was just a more enjoyable design. Although the Mavic Line Gray housing is uninteresting, it works well with DJI's current lineup. The DJI Mavic Air 2 is a complete redesign of its predecessor. The drones have undergone a complete redesign to offer significant improvements in image quality, speed, and flight time. The Mavic Air 2 appears like a miniature DJI Mavic 2 Pro. It features the same folding design that allows the front arms to swing out and the rear arms to rotate down and out for flying. The DJI Mavic Air 2 measures just 180x97x84mm folded, which is roughly the same size as a 500ml beer bottle. When unfolded, it measures only 183x253x77mm. It weighs in at 570 grams and is half the weight of the Mavic 2 Pro. This makes it portable and powerful for filmmakers and photographers. It's possible that you will need to register for the Mavic Air 2, depending on where you live. The DJI Mavic Air 2 is low to the ground because it adopts the folding design of the Mavic 2 Pro series. To avoid cutting the grass when landing in grassy areas, you need to find flat ground and short grass. I think the whole design makes a lot more sense. It can lead to erratic flight or, worse, crash. It's worth having a small landing mat that can easily be pinned to the ground in order to ensure a safe and clear takeoff zone. This is not an issue on concrete and tarmac, which are harder surfaces. So that for most people think this is the perfect drone. Controller. The Mavic Air 2 controller, which is a departure from all the previous Mavi folding controller designs, is larger and has no folding design. It's almost like a smaller DJI Smart controller but without the screen. The new shape is more comfortable thanks to its contoured grips at the rear and 393 grams weight. The new controller also connects to the aircraft faster than the previous controller. This new design allows the phone to attach to the controller using a telescopic handle that can accommodate phones of any size, even phablets. The phone connector cable is attached to the cavity of the phone holder. There's also a slot for inserting the phone end to keep it out of the way. Although this is a nice feature, the cables are too long. Therefore, inserting the phone end into the storage space puts pressure on the cable and could lead to damage. There are two additional spares inside the box. The controller has a few controls that can be accessed directly. These include the joysticks for flying control and a switch between normal, tripod, and sport modes. There is also a return to home button and a button to change from stills to videos. One FN button and a shutter button. A dial to control the gimbal and a button that turns the controller on, off. Flight. Mavic Air 2's fly speed is 42 miles per hour and takes 34 minutes. The 10 kilometers range is significantly longer than the 4 kilometers it had before. Sometimes, the video feed may stutter or lock temporarily. Mavic Air 2 has new motors, electronic speed controllers, and improved aerodynamics. They combine to give you a faster fly speed of up 42 miles per hour in sport mode and a flight time up to 34 minutes. This is an improvement on the original Mavic Air's 21 minutes of flight time and even 3 minutes more than the Mavic 2 models. Although it may not sound like much, the longer flight time and lower battery drain really make a difference. It also has a longer battery life than its predecessor. The smart technology used makes flying the Mavic Air 2 as simple as any DJI. OcuSync 2.0 is a superior way to transmit data between drone and controller than the original Mavic Air. OcuSync 2.0 can switch between 5.8 GHz and 2.4 GHz frequencies when needed. Unwanted signals can be blocked by anti-interference technology. The Air 2 may be the best at staying in the air longer, but that's not the only trick. The range now extends to more than 6 miles. This was tested to ensure it worked. I wouldn't recommend it. You will lose your ability to see your drone from that distance. You will be warned by DJI Fly about not flying high enough. You should always check the local regulations for safe flight levels. Remember that the Mavic Air 2 is well over 250 grams in weight, so you will need to register your aircraft with the FAA to legally fly it. Features. The Mavic Air 2 has obstacle sensors at the front and back of it. These can be used to help obstacle avoidance. They are automatically turned on, so it is best to keep them on. The drone also has avoidance sensors at the bottom and an auxiliary light that aids in automatic landing. These are very similar to the Mavic Pro models. Geofencing is another safety feature that will prevent the drone from flying near high-risk or secure locations like airports and critical infrastructure. These safety features are not all that are available. Advanced Pilot Assistance System 3.0, APAS 3.0, is also available. This will allow the drone to reroute itself if it encounters obstacles. This is so pilots can fly more difficult locations confidently without fear of falling. AirSense technology is another first for DJI consumer drones. It uses ADS-B aviation technology, which receives signals from nearby aircraft and helicopters and displays them on the DJI Fly app's on-screen map. This technology was developed to reduce the risk of air incursions. The safety improvements aside, the Mavic Air 2 has many advanced features inherited from the Mavic 2 Pro as well as professional drones. These include smart capabilities in automated flight mode that allow for still and video capture. These include hyperlapse, up to 8 kelvins, focus track, and 4 flight options, free movement, circle and course lock, and waypoints. There is also the quickshot automated flight mode, the drone's equivalent to an auto mode camera, which allows you to create visually appealing videos with just a touch. These are Rocket, Circle, and Helix. Boomerang and Asteroid are also available. Photo. Mavic Air's new sensor delivers significantly better image quality. Amazing range of shooting modes, including 8K hyperlapses. The 480p mode's high-resolution stills are somewhat disappointing. The center of the frame is where images are sharpest. There is a drop in sharpness the closer you get the edges. The same applies to all Mavic. However, the Mavic Air 2's edge sharpness is significantly better than its predecessor. Many functions can be used by photographers to create better photos. You can get better results with RAW, DNG, if you are an experienced photographer and by using manual shooting and editing techniques. The following feature creates JPEGs, not RAW files. HDR photos are 7 bracketed exposures, which are then merged in camera to create an image that has detail from the shadows through the highlights. You can also shoot RAW images and use the auto exposure bracketing mode to process HDR images. Hyperlight is a mode that allows you to shoot in low light. It combines several photos to reduce noise and average them out. You can do this manually by taking several RAW images and then noise stacking them in Photoshop. The camera of the Air 2 boasts a 24mm equivalent. Fixed aperture f2.8 lens, fixed aperture with an 84mm FOV. DJI's Fly More combo includes 3 neutral density filters. These filters appear to snap on and off just like the Mavic Pro 2. We were not able to test filters because our review unit did not include them. DJI also offers smart photo modes that are similar to the computational photography techniques used on many smartphones to enhance photo quality. These modes include HDR photos. The camera automatically captures 7 exposures and then combines them to create a dynamic image. Hyperlight images taken in low light conditions, such as DJI drones and DJI quadcopters, can be grainy or contain noise. Hyperlight merges multiple photos to create a better image. Scene recognition. This mode enables the drone to recognize 5 major components of a photograph: sunsets and blue skies, snow, grass, and trees. These objects will be analyzed and optimized for tone, clarity, color, and other characteristics. The 1.2MP sensor can also be used to capture 480p stills. This is a highlight feature. This mode produces JPEG output images. Unfortunately, the images are less sharp than RAW files or standard JPEGs. Additionally, photos look washed out and desaturated. This would indicate that 480p images were created with an in-camera algorithm for interpolation. Photoshop offers better interpolation results for larger images when using the Preserve Details Resample option in the Image Size dialog. The Mavic Air 2 is a first for DJI. It also includes features that are not available in the flagship Mavic models. These include 4K video at 60fps and slow motion video up to 1080p at 240fps. It is small enough to be used professionally in some situations, even though it is quite small. The standard format is the equivalent of a JPEG. The neutral D Cinelike profile displays more detail in shadows, highlights and requires color grading. The Mavic 2 Pro's images look more natural and have more depth. The Mavic 2 Pro's longer focal length and Hasselblad's color science are crucial. However, the physical aperture is also important. With the Mavic 2 Pro, you can stop down and take shots with clearly defined sun stars, something you won't be able to do with the Air 2's lens. Video quality. HDR video can also be viewed at 4K, FHD, and 2.7 kelvins at 30fps. 4K can be shot at 60fps, while 2.7 kelvins can be shot at 60fps. FHD is available at 240fps. Video can be shot in MP4, MOV format, H.264, MPEG-4 AVC or H.265, HEVC, with a maximum bitrate limit of 120 megabits per second. The Air has 8 gigabytes of internal storage, good enough to hold about 15 minutes of 4K footage, and a micro SDXC slot. The noise handling is excellent up to ISO 800. It can even be pushed to 1600 times at times. This is much better than the original Mavic Air. Smart photo mode allows the drone to have more control over ISO. It can limit ISO to 540 and extend the shutter speed. It also cleans up noise and produces nice results. These subtle differences make the drone one of the best drones for shooting photos. The majority of consumer drones have trouble controlling image noise at low ISOs. However, the Air 2's slightly larger sensor does offer a significant improvement. The results were amazing after some light coloring with Premiere. The dark tones can be adjusted to remove any noise in the uncut footage. Although it isn't as sharp as footage from the Mavic 2 Pro, it is still a significant improvement on what we would expect from a drone costing less than $1,000. And finally, it has more video and photo options than most people will ever use, with many that most people will use all the time. Remote control. The DJI Flight Remote was redesigned last year to be compatible with the Mavic Air 2 release. This remote is also included in this package. It is a rectangular, gray slab that can be removed to access the flight controls and buttons. It fits in your hand like a game controller. The remote has a clip on the top that can hold your smartphone. This is necessary to view and adjust camera settings. The drone supports both Android and iOS phones. It ships with USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB cables that will ensure compatibility with your device. The clip can hold larger phones and the remote will charge your phone. These are great features as my large iPhone 8 Plus battery doesn't last nearly as long as it used to. It is easy to fly a drone. The left stick controls altitude and yaw, while the right controls the drone's direction in space. This guide is for new pilots. However, if you have used any other brand of drone, you will feel right at home. A button for emergency control can be found on the remote. It allows you to set the aircraft to hover at your location with a quick press or to flying back to your original position using a long press. The control wheel can be used to tilt the camera at the left bumper and the video photo button is at the right. The toggle in the middle switches between normal, cine, slow, sport, or standard, normal, flight modes. Normal and cine are great choices for elegant camera moves. The drone will remain perfectly level and smooth if you rotate it in the air. It will fly faster in sport mode for video, and you can get a banking and pav effect when you turn it. This drone is great for action shots. However, it's not recommended to fly when you are high enough to see trees. Obstacle detection isn't supported by sport. The remote is well designed. The remote doesn't have a screen, so you will need to connect your smartphone for flying. The Autel Evo 2 series can fly without a smartphone. We are currently reviewing the Evo Pro 2 quadcopter, a $1,800 model with a similar camera as the Air 2S. DJI Fly app. DJI Fly app is an essential download. It's available for both Android and iOS. It's simple to set up. You'll need to create an account with DJI to activate your drones and grant them access to your phone's camera roll. It shows you the view from your drone's camera and allows you to access Air 2S's automatic flight modes. The app also shows a map showing your location in the world and the drone. A blue arrow represents the drone, while a floating red line connects its position to your current location. This is helpful in case you lose sight of it visually. The app can also be used to switch between different photos and video modes. The drone can capture images in JPG and RAW formats. It can also use smart photo scene recognition modes. You can also adjust frame rates and change the color profile. Some features won't work at 5.4 kelvins or at 4K if you push the frame rate above 30 FPS. Active track mode, which follows a subject while it moves, is one. APAS 4.0 is an automatic obstacle avoidance system. It will continue to use its avoidance sensors for obstacle avoidance at higher frame rates and resolutions. Instead of flying around roadblocks as it does with a PAS and hovering in place at 4 kelvins 60 or 5.4 kelvins, the drone simply stops and hovers. You can also access advanced features such as reorienting and soaring the drone. To access quick shots for automated orbits and reveals as well as other common drone imagery, you can tap through the menus. These have been included by DJI for many product cycles and are now available in a stronger version with the Air 2S. Master shots combine camera movements with automated flight paths. The drone will do the rest. I picked myself as my subject for a quick test. It included several pullbacks and reveal shots as well as corkscrew orbits and a final zoom in that brought the drone to a stop just a few feet away from me. The camera moves are all automatic and professional grade. However, the output is only 1080p30. DJI Fly also has basic video editing tools. However, it only outputs 1080p. This is fine for quick social posts, but not enough to justify the purchase of a drone equipped with a 5.4 kelvins camera. You can also access the flight log function to review your flights and check speed and altitude. If you need to land your drone somewhere else, the Find My Drone function can help you locate the exact location. We would like to see DJI improve its app. Although we are happy to have multiple color spaces for video, we would like to see more. This is especially important for pilots who don't want to spend too much time correcting color and toning videos. A built-in monitoring LUT would make D-log recordings easier to view on smartphones. Operation. DJI claims that the Mavic Air 2's video transmission range is 10 kilometers. These range numbers seem impossible to achieve in real life. Often, the range is greater than half that distance. However, it's still impressive and far beyond the operator's reach. The drone has become more capable of capturing personal experiences rather than distant objects. This task seems to be the purpose of the Mavic Air 2. It can fly for hours in straight lines, but it is capable of tracking and providing unique vantage points. The DJI Mavic Air 2 comes with the latest object tracking technology. It works as long as you understand its limitations. Drag a box around an object, and the software will lock onto it and keep it in focus. This, combined with the obstacle detection sensors, gives the Mavic Air 2 a remarkable suite of capabilities. DJI's object tracking technology is a significant improvement from previous generations. It seems to detect large objects without any difficulty, whether they are in front, behind, or under the drone. My experience was that the Mavic Air 2 picked up power wires, birdhouses, and large tree branches, as long as they weren't on its side. It can see people and vehicles perfectly. The drone has difficulty tracking Nova. It often loses him, even when he is walking. The drone will start beeping furiously if it detects a collision. It allows the operator to be away from the camera by using object tracking. This feature opens up a world of possibilities. The Mavic Air 2's lack of sensors on its side is what limits it. You can use it in a parking lot or field. You won't have a good time if you use it along a trail or river. Skydio offers a consumer drone with similar features. The Skydio drone's object recognition is superior to that of the DJI Mavic Air 2. This makes the tracking feature even more useful. Skydio can fly autonomously in areas that the Mavic Air 2 cannot. The Mavic Air 2's camera was amazing, especially considering its price. It captures blue skies and wispy clouds, which is not something that a consumer drone can do. Landscape photos are vibrant and vivid with vibrant colors. With a 48MP image sensor, you can zoom in on areas without losing image quality. DJI has released a range of ND filters that attach to the front of this camera lens. This gives the user greater control over lighting. The Mavic Air 2's battery life is outstanding. In normal mode, I was able to fly for around 30 minutes in moderate wind. With high winds and spirited flying in sport mode, the battery life drops to about 25 minutes. The drone flew more than 12 times during my time with Mavic Air 2. I don't believe I have ever needed to recharge the controller. What are these modes? Well, built into the Mavic Air 2 are some of the following. Hyperlight. This mode merges multiple photos to create sharper images in low light situations. HDR photos, the drone can automatically capture up to 7 different exposures and combine them to give you an even greater dynamic range in one file. Scene recognition, the drone can recognize 5 major elements of a photograph, sunsets, grass, snow, and trees, and analyze them in order to maximize tone, clarity, and colors. Other photo modes, panoramic, vertical, 3x1, and horizontal, 180°. Tiny World Sphere Mode 3x7 HDR Panorama Single Burst Timer Automatic Exposure Bracketing 8K Hyperlapse. The app was very easy to use, allowing you to select the model that interests you. All of these modes came out amazing. One thing that I found interesting was the 48MP Smart Photo Mode. The photos were darker in the highlights and more overall than single shot or normal modes. You can edit and adjust this based on your preferences in the post. But it's worth mentioning for the review in the case that you decide to try this at home. Panoramic was the only mode that made me feel overwhelmed. A panoramic mode was the only one that left me feeling underwhelmed. This would normally not bother me, but the drone automatically merges these files. You don't have to manually edit the RAW, JPG files. A firmware update would allow the system to save all RAW files in its stack, or similar to Lightroom, along with the final merged file. This mode is great, but it did not work well in my tests. We will have to wait to see if DJI updates the system to allow RAW stacks. The video quality was excellent. The Mavic Air 2 is the first drone to capture 4K 60p video at 120 MBS with the H.265 codec. It also has 4K 30p HDR, HD 120p, and HD 240p slow motion video. Although I am not a professional video editor, these files look impressive to me. I think the Mavic Air 2 will be a great addition to your video editing toolkit. The 8K hyperlapse time-lapse video mode was the only one I wasn't able to test. Sorry, I don't know much about this feature. However, from what I have read, it is an impressive feature that requires additional software to view and process the footage on your computer. Verdict: DJI's Mavic Air 2 is a comfortable middle ground between the Mavic Mini and the two prosumer Mavic 2 models. This Mavic Air is significantly better than the old Mavic Air. It features a new design, a stronger connection to the controller, and 48MP stills from the 1/2-inch quad bare sensor. The Mavic Air 2 is a great choice for videographers and photographers who want a lightweight drone that can be carried with other equipment. It can shoot RAW stills, slow motion FHD video, and 4K 60p video. DJI's Mavic Air 2 has been launched. It is sure to be popular thanks to its smart flight features, stills, and video functionality. The upgraded design, motors, and battery provide significant performance improvements over the predecessor model. Although the Mavic Air 2 may not be perfect, it is a joy to fly and shoot with and could easily become one of the most loved DJI drones. Is it the Mavic Air 2 48MP, or 120MP? A camera drone is only as good as its sensor. For the Air 2, DJI has changed things up, swapping out the Air's 120MP camera for a new one that can shoot photos with 48MP resolution in DNG or JPG format. Mavic Air 2's camera sensor is 48MP. The drone can take 48MP photos. However, 120MP captures the best results. We mentioned pixel binning in the article, which is where multiple pixels on the camera sensor are treated as one pixel to produce the final image. Camera sensors capture light onto the pixels. The more light captured on a pixel, it will show the colors it was exposed to. This must happen quickly, pun intended, so only a small amount of light is allowed to each pixel. Pixel binning is a process that takes the average of 4 pixels and computes the addition values from them to create a more precise color value. The software makes educated guesses about what the best image should look like. However, with DJI and Google working on this concept, it has been very successful and will only get better. Do I need to register DJI Mavic Air 2? New legislation has been adopted in some countries, including the US, UK, and Canada, for drones weighing 250 grams or more. The law regarding registration of the DJI Mavic Air 2 varies depending on where you live. Here are the laws in place for Australia, the UK, and the US. Related, do you have to register a drone? Top Full Guide 2021. USA. You can register your Mavic Air 2 with FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, if you are a recreational drone pilot. Once you have registered your drone, you will need to mark it with the registration number. A aeronautical safety and knowledge test is being developed for recreational drone pilots. However, it is not yet known when it will be available. UK. The UK's CAA, Civil Aviation Authority, has introduced a drone registration program. Anyone who is responsible for a drone between 250 grams to 20 kilograms must now register as an operator. The DJI Mavic 2 weighs in at 570 grams, so it qualifies. Registration costs PS9 per annum. You'll also need to pass an online theory test that is based upon the information in the drone code and model aircraft code. The test is free and can be renewed every 3 years. Australia. The Civil Aviation Safety Authority of Australia, CASA, is currently planning a new drone registration system similar to the one mentioned above. However, it has not been officially launched. CASA states that drone registration and accreditation are in progress and will be completed within 12 months. There is no need to register drones such as the DJI Mavic Air 2 at this time, but we will update this page if it changes. The competition. DJI drone makes the best consumer drone that caters to a broad range of videographers and photographers. The lines between the Mavic model can become blurred, so the DJI Mavic Mini, which shoots JPEGs only, and the Mavic 2 Pro and Mavic 2 Zoom models, respectively, are direct competitors to the Mavic Air 2. The DJI Mavic Air 2 offers a wider range of modes, including object tracking, than the Mavic Mini. Overall, it is the best all-rounder DJI Mavic Air 2. The Mavic 2 Pro Zoom and Mavic 2 Zoom offer zoom and sensor capabilities that are superior to the Mavic Air 2. However, Zoom offers far greater value for money. Conclusion. DJI drone has released a new one, the DJI Mavic Air 2. The company is famous for its excellent drones that are both easy to use and pack in tons of features. This newest model does not disappoint. Here's what you need to know about the Mavic Air 2 release date and price, design and new controller, flight and features, photo, video quality before making your decision on whether or not this might be the right drone for you. Imaging and video features are also top-notch. This is as much as you can get for less than $1,000. You can get better results by upgrading to a model that has a 1-inch sensor and interchangeable lenses. Although the Mavic 2 Pro is our favorite choice for serious enthusiasts and pros, it costs twice as much and does not come cheap. You can't find a better drone for anywhere near this price. In short, the DJI Mavic Air 2 is an excellent drone for anyone who travels and wants to film great quality footage from the air. This small foldable drone films great 4K video and takes great 48MP photos. It has a fantastic flight time to coming in at about 30 minutes per battery. We hope that you can get the best advice from our blog post conclusion so as to make an informed purchase decision when it comes time to buy it. If you want to read more information, please access our website lucid.com to read. Read more, Xiaomi Mi Drone Review, Best Choice for You 2021. Holy Stone Drone Review, Best Choice 2021 for You. Blade 720p Drone Review, Best Choice 2021 for You. DJI Phantom 4 Professional Review 2021, Top Choice for You.